Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. Lots of things to talk about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about the National Walleye Tour update, what happened at that event, and who won, and what exactly was caught. We're going to talk a little bit about anglers catching a world record gar, and you're not going to believe in a wet pound test. Those stories and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, Ava.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty darn good, actually. A good week.
Yeah.
Rolling into the weekend.
You did some deck work?
I did deck work, yep.
Nothing. That's awesome.
Not dock work, deck work. So my fall will be freed up to enjoy the on-water and in-field experiences, as the saying goes.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Don is off gallivanting somewhere. I don't know where that is.
He's in his favorite place.
I think so. Wherever that might be.
Well, we cannot reveal.
No, we cannot reveal that.
At this moment.
But he's enjoying whatever it is. So, which is a good thing. Last week, I teased it at the intro. Last week, we were talking about what was happening with the National Walleye Tour.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Some people got in trouble, but how much trouble did they get into?
This, I will tell you what, my phone blew up this last week. In fact, last weekend, while the event was going on, after we did our show, it was because there was conversation all weekend. It was just
I'm sure
off the charts. Well, apparently, what's happened is the guilty party was docked 7 pounds of weight. And so, let me back up. Let's back up. If you haven't heard, there was an event for the National Walleye Tour that went on up at Sault Ste. Marie. Sault Ste. Marie borders Canadian waters. There's regulations in Canada that you're only allowed 4 fish and from this area, and the NWT limit is 5. The angler in question, in this particular case, I haven't talked about last week, it's out there. So Max Wilson, who won the event, was fishing in that area. Long story somewhat shorter, in Canada, you cannot party fish, meaning if you catch fish in your boat, each person must catch their limit. So if you're allowed 4 fish, which is 2 per person, that must be the 2 per person limit.
Right.
That's it. If the other person does not catch one, you cannot take the 2-person limit and have the other guy catch those 2 fish.
Right. It doesn't matter how many people are in the boat. Your
Each
limit
person
is your
is
limit.
Your, yeah.
Right.
2 fish is it.
Yep.
Well, what happened was Max apparently was not aware, which I find hard to believe, but that's just my personal opinion, that the... Because every tournament, you have to know what the rules are. If you don't, you're responsible for it in that particular case. So what ends up happening, he didn't tell anybody until the week Monday before the tournament or in that time frame that he said, because there's a lot of conversation going on, that there was something that went awry and that, yes, he did fish in that area and, yes, he did catch his fish there. In fact, he caught apparently... as the story is, he caught all 5 fish in Canadian waters. So the conversation has been, now, was it appropriate for the National Walleye Tour and its run by Robert Cartledge and that particular group. They also run the MWC. Was it appropriate for them to just say, well, we're going to take 7 pounds off of his weight and then 7 pounds off of another gentleman, Isaac Lakich? You know, he's a good guy. I've never seen him have any issues in the tour ever. And they took 7 pounds off of both of them just because they saw one person catch a 7-pounder. That's the justification that they had given everyone.
Okay.
Major uproar amongst the anglers, and there's lots of letters being written. The reason is this, and this is, put this out there. I'm not going to give you my opinion one way or the other. Let you guys, if you want to comment, feel free. Comment on thevalleyoutdoors.com. We get our website. And throw some comments out there. We'll take all and see if we can answer if anybody has any questions. But what happened is they docked him 7 pounds. One individual that was in third or fourth, third place bumped up to second place, so that changed one place, but they weren't disqualified. And that's what everyone is in up in arms about, because somebody cheated on the tour, and they said it wasn't cheating. They called it an unintentional rules violation. So whether or not it's unintentional doesn't matter from the rule standpoint. That was rule number 17. And then it kind of raises the question, what do you do at that point? Apparently now the case is closed, but there's no teeth in the enforcement, which is one of those things. Good, bad, or different, I'm not going to say what my opinion is. The other issue came to light as well, as there was a photo that surfaced on the internet. Apparently someone who was the prime violator decided to flip off the camera with both hands in pockets. So it turned into a disgruntled mess, and it was very disappointing from my standpoint and a lot of others that were involved with it. But to each his own. Give us your opinion. It's a hot topic, I will tell you right now. Unfortunately, I can't comment on the website for the National Walleye Tour because they delete every comment that's come up on it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's a major damage control situation right now. And I'll be vocal enough about it just to say, let's talk about it, because I've fished that tour for 21 years and still plan on fishing it down the road if they clean up their act. This non-enforcement scenario, I think, is a bit of a confusing thing. And congrats to John Hoyer. Move on to the plus. Congrats to John Hoyer, Angler of the Year and winner of the event. He just rocked it, absolutely rocked it. And it was using forward-looking sonar, which is a topic we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Dominated, never at 39 pounds a day, or for a couple days, 3 days. Never before has that lake ever had that type of weight come out of it. So cheers to John Hoyer. Unfortunately, a little cloud hanging over it, but nonetheless, hey, let's make some comments. TheValleyOutdoors.com. And we will be back, talk a little bit about deer and CWD testing. Who knows what else? We'll be right back.